Locker Room Chats continue here on 92.1 KMZA, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network. I'm Quinton Prophet, now alongside head coach Adam Kufall of the Onega Buffaloes, Lady Buffaloes. This Locker Room Chats brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, Community Healthcare System, and Onega Pharmacy. Well, since last time we talked, coach, you've gotten the win number 3 of the season, and a big one at that, a 64-44 victory over the Washington County Tigers in a consolation game at the Twin Valley League Tournament. Coach, tell me about these last three games for you, and of course that big win over the Tigers.
Yeah, it's been a pretty hectic stretch here over the last 6 days. But, yeah, we started off with Frankfurt last Thursday in the TVL tournament. I got moved from Washington to Frankfurt, so we were playing at their place and got off to a good start. We were down 1 at halftime, but I think it sounded like a broken record probably for those that listen to this every week. But it was one of those nights where you play 3 good quarters of basketball, but if you can't play 4, you're probably going to lose the game. And that third quarter for us, we came out and struggled to score, and Frankfurt was able to outpace us there, I think, by 9 in the third quarter, and we ended up losing by 11. So one of those nights, again, that just couldn't quite piece together 4 quarters of basketball. But then we got Washington on Monday, and we came out, and, you know, Washington's not a bad team. They have more wins than we had coming into it, and they had just beaten Frankfurt. I know that, you know, they came in the 10 seed in that TBL tournament, but 10 seed in the TBL is a whole lot different than the 10 seed in just about any other league in the state. So they've got some talent, and they had one that went off for 24 in the game. So they've got some good players, but we put together a 4 quarters of basketball, and I think that was maybe the first time we had done that this year against a quality opponent, where we actually could say that from start to finish we played really well and didn't turn the ball over. That's another thing that's been a common problem for us this year. But when we don't turn the ball over, we got girls that can shoot. We got girls that can score in a variety of ways. We play pretty good defense. We rebound really well. You just can't give the other team 20 or 30 more opportunities to score than you and expect to win. And that night we didn't, and we played like the team that I know we're capable of playing. And we ended up winning the game by 20. We had a couple girls hit career highs point marks. We had 3 in double digits and played really well. And then the enjoyment went away pretty quick. We had to spend the boys' game that night, Monday night. We actually spent in Washington's second gym going over some stuff because we had to play the number 2 team in the state the next night, which was last night, and that was Waubunsee. And they are a pretty good basketball team, and I think that we were pretty spent from a mental and physical energy standpoint, but they're a really good basketball team. They've only lost 1 game this year, and I don't know if they'll lose again before sub-state. So it was a tough matchup, and I wouldn't say that we played our best game, but they kind of took it to us last night. So good to get the win against Washington, but we got to figure out a way to try to string more of those together. So,
and one thing that really, you know, kind of helped get to that win against Washington, you mentioned the 4 quarters of play, but also Lauren Martin recording her second triple-double of this season, 16 points, 10 rebounds, 10 blocks, and a player like her playing at that high level going into the second part of this season, you know, kind of how crucial is that for you and your team, especially trying to get ready for the next set of tournament play, which will be sub-state coming up here in about a month?
Yeah, she's really important to our team. We knew coming back, we had 2 returning starters, and Abby Ringel and Jaden Haskin, and they've been 2 of our top scorers this year, and they were the top 2 scorers last year. So we knew that they were going to give us that again, and they have. They've been phenomenal. But Lauren was one. We knew, you know, you got 2 starters coming back. What else do you have? You had a couple girls that had played some minutes off the bench, but we knew we needed another player to step up and kind of be the third head of that of our offense there. And Lauren, we knew, had the potential to do that. She's got a lot of skill. She's smart. She doesn't turn the ball over. And she's been that for us this year, but she's really helped us, not just from a scoring standpoint, but she's been, you know, able to clean up the glass for us. I think she's top 5 in the league in rebounds. I know as of going into the TVL tournament, she was tied for the league lead in block shots per game. I would assume with 10 the other night that she's probably gone up, but she's just a smart defender. She's got, I think, I haven't finished the stats up from last night, but going into last night's game, she had 35 blocks on the year and 25 fouls, and that says a lot. She's smart about what she does, you know, on the defensive end, and doesn't get herself in trouble, and then she goes and crashes the boards afterwards. So she's been huge for us this year. Her, Jaden, and Abby have been great senior leaders for us, and we've got some great older and younger players around them that are great filling their roles as well. But she's been phenomenal, and she's playing at an all-league level if you look at everything she's done this year, and I think that she'll continue to do that for us. So she's been great.
Upcoming on the schedule for the Onega Buffaloes is Clifton Clyde here on Friday, and then next Tuesday is Frankfort Wildcats trying to get their first win in the Twin Valley League play. Well, Coach, again, thank you for joining us here for this week. We'll talk next Wednesday. Coach, thank you for your time.
Yep, thank you. Thanks for having me.
That was Head Coach Adam Kufall of the Lady Buffaloes for Onega. Upcoming here, we'll talk to Head Coach Jason Claycamp with the boys.